already with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, what? He's like, I don't understand. Okay, yeah, we have to spend the week with them. Actually, what it is that we just kind of, you know, since you're already with them.
My P&K, this is Excess May Director call.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I was wondering if Tom's in.
Do you have an account with us?
No, I'm looking to follow up on a finance offer we sent out his way. Is he there? Tom Barr, right?
Give me a second. Do you know which lab he works in? Located at?
No, I don't know which lab. I know under my information that I have for the file I'm on right now, he's the CEO, correct? So I'm not sure if he has like just like a regular office that he uses, or I mean, if there's like anyone else that's in charge of the financing or making the financial decisions, maybe you can point me in that direction.
Okay, give me
like a controller or CFO or somebody like that.
Okay, one moment.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim. I was looking for Tom.
I think you have the wrong number.
Tom Barr? This is EM Lab.
Okay.
Okay, right?
I'm the HR representative for M Lab.
Oh, okay, maybe then you can help me out because I'm kind of in shot around right now playing phone tag. Is there any way that you can point me in the direction of somebody who's in charge of making the financial decisions, like a CFO or controller or somebody like that?
Can I ask what it's in reference to? Because we generally don't give out that information.
I understand. It's in reference to a finance offer that we had sent out to the company, and Tom is on file here as my point of contact. So I don't know if he retired or if he left or what happened.
Yeah, he's not with the company, so that's part of the reason why you're probably getting shot around.
Yeah. That would make a lot of sense.
Do you have like I said, I'm not at liberty, to give out our DFO's information and that, but if you want to confirm with me where it was sent or any other information,
confirm
mailing addresses.
Okay, so we sent out an offer about, let me see here, two and a half weeks ago to the address on file. That's 1150 Bay Hill Drive out there in San Bruno, right?
Yes, that address is still correct, so it'll get routed to the right person.
Okay. But if it,
I don't know if that's at least get the.
If it's addressed to Tom, then obviously then nobody would be able to get it. Is there maybe a way that I can leave you with my information, like shoot you an email, and then you can forward the email to whoever's in charge of the financing?
Sure.
Would that work?
That'll work.
Okay. What's your email? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
It is kimberlee.tepic@testamericainc.com.
What was the last part at what, sorry?
Testamericainc.com. Test America is the holding company that owns MLAB.
Oh, okay, so Tough America, T-O-U-G-H, America?
Test, T-E-S-T.
Oh, Test, sorry. Test.
That's okay.
America.com. All right, let me read that back to you really quick. So that's kimberly.tetic@testamerica.com.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I'll shoot you over the information that's supposed to be relayed to, I guess, Tom, and then if you could possibly pass it on to someone who's currently running the financials.
Will do. I can do that for you.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have a great day now.
No problem.
Bye.
You too.